position on Brexit, and so people think that they're dodging like the major issues. So it's the reverse. Like in the recent federal election in Australia, Labor was criticised for being a big target, saying what it stood for, going out. Well,
what a
in
disaster
UK,
that was!
And in the UK, and in the UK, Labor's doing the exact opposite, and that's a disaster as well. So, like, what do you do?
I just, you know, I have a running bet with Tintin, who sometimes comes on this show, about whether Prime Minister Corbyn will ever have a state dinner with President Donald Trump. And I said it would never happen. And it may still happen. Watch this space. Look, that's all we have time for at the moment. Big shout out to Stormer Norman, Demo Crazy, Interloper, taking us
and
out.
The AFP.
And the AFP.
For not rating us, wow.
Indeed. Raiders of the Lost Ark, yeah. Taking us out is a bit of K-pop. This is Don't Need Your Love, AFP. Stick around, you're on 2SCR 107.3. Yeah, you ain't got nothing on me.
I don't need your love. It's not to exaggerate, John.
What do you mean?
Yeah, what do you mean?
I've told you a million times.
Oh, I get it. That's pretty good.
Not to exaggerate.
I like that joke.
I don't get it.
He's like, I told you a million times. I'm just repeating what he says. I don't know why that's going to help.
Well, I don't know what the first reference was anyway.
Well, so, he was exaggerating at the top of the show about billions of listeners and trillions of years.
Oh, I thought he were talking about a coach whisperer.
Oh.
And that's why I was like, what do you mean?
I don't actually get that reference.
So, Queensland in State of Origin.
Kicking off to a good start.
Hey, this has been a terrible start, but it doesn't matter. In the State of Origin, Queensland hired a coach whisperer. They're calling this guy coach whisperer. He's been at...
He was like an American guy, wasn't he?
Is he? I don't know. I don't care. I didn't really read into it, but I thought that was just going to work for this introduction. Yeah, it's really creepy, actually.
You're going to win.
But only in coaches' ears. And he's just like really... What is going on?
I'm stuck between two stools. And...
Do you want
help? It's okay. I'm going to stand because
Should
that's
start
what...
again?
Should we? Do we want to start again?
Whatever. You guys are listening, aren't you?
Well, we're 2 minutes in. Don't turn off. Just look, bear with
just
us. We'll keep going.
It gets better from here, trust me. Hey, also joining us is a woman. Sorry. Also joining us is a woman who will be giving us her play-by-play rundown of Wednesday night State of Origin. It's Gabby Morris.
Yay! Honestly, who throws a shoe?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, did we see that? Who was that? That was Ben
someone,
Hunt?
Someone Hunt, yeah.
Yeah.
He looked English, was he?
No.
He looked a bit laddish.
Not if he's playing in State
of Origin.
He's
supposed to get penalised for throwing a shoe and...
He fully pegged it.
Yeah.
It was a good little underhand hook like a...
So they can't punch each other in the face anymore, so they just throw each other's shoes.
I like it. It looks pretty fun.
It does look fun. Okay, so... Before I get into anything at all, we're 4 minutes in or whatever, 3 minutes in. Sorry about all that at the start there. A bit messy. We are back in what we call the stand-up studio. We haven't been in here for quite a few weeks now. So we're sort of just... This is like our it's like our bogey studio.
Yeah.
We can never get things right. Like you tripped over two chairs.
Yep.
I don't know how.
I started sitting, now I'm standing.
Mick looks really confused.
And now I'm the only one sitting and it's throwing me off. It's throwing everyone off. Anyway, we're here. Welcome to the show. This is Across the Park. I think I did that bit already. How are your sporting weeks, guys? Anything happened?
I have not done anything yet.
Okay.
It's coming. It's coming very soon, that time when I'll actually do some sport.
Exercise.
I think Community Cup was supposed to start like 2 weeks ago and I still haven't been to a training because it's on a Wednesday night and it's
also been freezing.
Well, there is that, but I can't let that stop me, right? But next week, I promise, I'll be there at Community Cup training to start the season to see how...
Me too. How you too, Joel. I'm meant to all be there.
Yeah, I'm meant to be, but I don't know
see
yet.
See how unfit I am. No, that's it. I've got no other sport right now.
That's okay. That's fine. Gab, anything?
I watched people swim today.
Excellent. Excellent. At the beach?
Not in a pool.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you've paid to go into a pool and not swim.
A little bit creepy, Gab.
It is. You're the swimming whisperer.
I was actually taking photos of them.
Okay. Yeah. That was really creepy.
And I just like felt energized just watching them. And I just thought to myself, like, just imagine if I did it. Wow.
That's one way to be, I suppose.
I've often just like think about the exercise that I've done. I feel really like good about myself.
I wish it was that simple, though. I wish you could just think about exercise and somehow your body went bloop.
Yeah.
And you've done the exercise now because you've thought about it.
Yeah. No. Anyway, it was fun watching people swim. It's a good sport, swimming.
Swimming is a good sport.
It's like glazed.
It uses every muscle of your body.
Yeah, I did it for a while. Remember that time I swam?
Yeah, I do remember, actually. You said you did 20 laps.
I did, and then I was my peak.
Oh, yeah,
that was it.
That was months ago.
I was done.
That was it. Never heard of it again.
Yeah, what happened there? Did you just stop? You gave up?
I've still got a card, which has got like...
Eddie's going to show us the card.
Lots of...
We believe you. It's okay.
It. You don't have to show us. It's fine.
Oh, no, it's my coffee card. Wait. Here we go. Oh, it doesn't actually say.
Yeah, it says you swam once.
I think I've got like 7 visits left at the pool.
Excellent.
Out of 10.
Excellent.
I was looking for holes. There's no holes in it. It's like a plastic electric card. There's no way of knowing how many visits I've got left until I go.
Yes.
Swimming in winter is actually really good, guys. It's actually
also
fantastic.
Very hard.
No, it's good. You can go to heated pools and really get your blood pumping. You're not cold. Really great activity.
Tactivity. Maybe it's a great tactivity.
It's tactile.
All right.
I have done other sporting things with my throat, as you may have noticed. This week, I've been a lot of yelling at people. Come on! Don't go there.
Why? I never get to do that. You guys always do it. I did it once.
What? Do what?
Gross things.
So I've been like, this is my throat. My vocal cords are just shot, man.
Yeah,
we'll explain.
Yeah.
We'll talk about more why when we talk about certain sports.
Mm. Yeah.
But oh man, watching sport is just bad for you, as well as playing sport. It's all just bad for your body.
It's quite stressful, actually. It really raises that stress hormone and
does it?
Affects your. I've just become like the health guru on the show.
It's okay.
Yeah,
we need one.
Yeah,
we do.
Okay, so shall we just get into sport? Because
yeah, well, I want to tell you about my Sunday morning.
All right, we'll get into it.
Wow, this is the remix.
Whoa, it's a long one.
Sport.
Yeah!
Sport. Sport.
Careful of your throat.
Sport.
Yeah, watch your throat there, mate, because you've done some damage. Yeah. So we're talking sport now. After that 30-minute sting. Let's start with Slucker Mick, because you were just about to talk about it. What happened to Liverpool?
They won!
Oh, they did win!
It's been a hell of a season. Like, I mean, there's tragic Liverpool fans out there all around the world. They're one of the most followed teams in any sport around the world.
Very true.
They are now the 6-time champions of Europe. So put that in perspective, they are the 3rd most winningest club in European history.
That's Whoa. Very good.
So, you know. That's a big
claim, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And the European Cup is the pinnacle of a club championship to win. Like, yeah, you can win your league, which is all of England, but we're talking about all of Europe. We're talking about every football club in Europe that can potentially play in the Champions League. You are on the very top of that. It's almost like the World Cup of like local clubs sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's every year. So anyway, it's awesome. It's huge. We made it last year too. We lost last year. It was crushing. We won last one in 2005, I think it was. So it hasn't been that long. Like, I remember I was there watching 2005. But Sunday morning, 4:30 a.m. I were headed down to the bar and Cheers and George Street. There was a line, like hundreds of people lined up out the door. But that because of the dumb lockout laws in Sydney, if you wanted to go to this venue and
wait, did you wake up or did you stay up?
No, see, I could have, but if I wanted to go to this venue, I would have had to go at 1:30 a.m. Because after 1:30, they can't let anyone in until 5 a.m. But they got an exemption for half an hour, whoopie-doo, to let people in half an hour earlier so they could get ready for the game because it started at 5. So people were there like for 12 hours waiting for the game just so they could get a spot in the bar because it was like rammed. So they got an upstairs bar, they got a downstairs bar. I got to the downstairs area because it was all empty and they let everyone in. There was just TVs everywhere. There's like places like 15 TV screens and you can just turn every direction and there's a TV. It was so good. And yeah, it was just the 25 seconds into the game. We're talking about Liverpool and Tottenham. One of the Tottenham players handballed it, had his hands up. Like, you don't have your hands up when you're in the box. And someone kicked the ball, I reckon on purpose.
Rigged.
Like, chipped the ball into his sort of up here. Which is sort of the way your shoulder joins your arm. What's that?
Bicep.
Yeah, yeah. You basically hit him there, but that's classified as handball.
Was his arm up or was his arm down?
His arm was up.
Like, oh, yeah.
Like
yeah,
his arm was up here, and my arm's up in the air, and he basically chipped the ball, and he knew his arm was there, and he hit it, and it was a handball. Penalty in the box, 2 minutes in with one goal up.
Do you reckon that's legit? I don't know. I reckon that's a bit of a shit move.
Yeah, look, it's...
By Liverpool or Tottenham?
By Liverpool.
Wow. Surely you'd want to get the free kick.
You take advantage of that.
I don't know, but like you don't go around playing soccer and just like purposely kicking the ball at someone's hands.
When you're a defender That's in true. The box, you're supposed to have your hands
behind
your back.
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah.
Like, and not put them up, so...
But you're not trying to hit the ball into people's arms when you're playing soccer, like even if they're flailing around. Oh, look, you know?
I don't know if he did it on purpose, but it just sort of looked like he aimed at that direction. Anyway...
Good goss, if he did.
1-0 up for the most of the game. We got to like the 73rd minute, something like that. We got the second goal, and the place just erupts. Like, this place was loud. And I screamed, like, my ass off. Just screamed. And hugged everyone around me.
Were you with anyone that you knew?
I was by myself. My two friends bailed. I was supposed
oh
to come
my god, you were by
me.
Yourself.
So that my two friends have got kids and they were going to come down and meet me there in the morning. And they both messaged me, like, oh, we're going to watch it at home. So,
Why did you want to go to Cheers so badly? What
the atmosphere?
The vibe.
Yeah. Everyone's there. All the fans are there. It's such a cool vibe and everyone's singing the songs and whatnot. So, yeah. Second goal went in, there was like 15 minutes of hanging on. We got there, we won, and everyone just sang, you know, you'll never walk alone.
I wish they did that version as well.
What a fantastic song to go on. They never will walk alone because as a team, they got to victory.
That's right.
With the ball in the back of the net.
But that's the thing about that song, is it's so emotional as well. Like when you
I know.
Sing,
when
it hits you right there. So everyone was hugging and cheering.
Lots of tears.
And crying. And I had champagne and beer at 7 in the morning and 5 in the morning, 6 in the morning. Till about 9:30 when I sort of went, oh, I'm so drunk and it's
better get to
the
work.
Day hasn't even started. No, it was a Sunday morning. It was all right. Yeah. I went home and had to sleep. But
pretty
yeah.
fun. That atmosphere is, you can't really.
I mean, and then the next day 750,000 people turned up in Liverpool to welcome them home. It was amazing. Just awesome.
Whoa.
There's footage of it. Oh, just
yeah, I think the photos are insane.
Yeah,
the double-decker buses and people climbing up poles and just a red sea.
So I could never imagine having that sort of euphoria after a win in Australia because, yeah, my team Parramatta might win one day, maybe, but I can't see Parramatta. Like, you know, I just can't – I don't think I'll feel – maybe I will. I'll probably get pretty emotional.
I think you would.
But just, yeah, I mean, if I could be at a game like that, one in Liverpool.
Why are you such a big fan of Liverpool?
Oh, I guess back to when I was a kid. Craig Johnston was an Australian player. He played for Liverpool. He got a goal in the FA Cup back then. It was big news. Everyone loved Craig Johnston. He was like this homeboy kid going well and well. And he was also a friend of my uncle's who lived in Newcastle. And, yeah, I just sort of got to know him back then. And then it was one of those teams that all got really good. They had great players. And everyone was going for him back in the early 90s. mid-80s. Whenever they were, you know. However old I am, I'm trying to give it away. So that's how do you start supporting a team. It's usually when you're a kid, I guess.
Yeah,
it doesn't
have to be. But.
Yeah, I go for Arsenal.
Yeah?
Because when I was a kid, that's where I was, you know, that was the thing to go for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Living in England.
Sometimes it just comes down to the team that was winning when you were a kid.
Yeah, exactly.
Just a bit fickle, I guess.
The time an adult just gives you a jersey and goes, this is who you're supporting.
Yeah.
But often it's a passed down thing from a parent as well, you know. Yeah, I tried with my kids. It didn't work.
No.
But it's not always that way. Like you said, I mean, for you, it was sort of different.
Yeah.
For me, in my family with NRL, every single... So my mum, my dad, my brother, my sister and myself, we all supported different teams. Like, no one was the same. My parents didn't force any team onto us. So,
okay.
But now my dad and I support the same team because ours merged. But,
oh, of course.
Yeah, so it's weird. It's weird how that works.
But my dad was so unsporty. I don't think he's watched a game of sport in his life. So I was never influenced by a parent, but, you know... I was really sporty and my parents were like, why are you so sporty? And I could never explain it, but I just sit down and watch cricket constantly all summer. And they were just like, turn the TV off. I'm like, no. I'll tell you one day about how nerdy I was at cricket, but not
right. I can't wait.
I'm fine.
We'll do it when Gabby's not here.
Yeah.
You're happy? That's great.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Where do they go from now? Like, How do you come down from that? You can't. It must be months of just like riding this wave.
Yeah. Just pretty much. And the coach, Jurgen Klopp, is like everyone just loves him because he was smashing down the drinks after the game and had an interview and he's like, oh, I'm a little bit pissed that it's only 20 minutes after the game. But his footage of him just like, he's just the biggest legend. Everyone loves him and he's being offered a £10 million a year contract, I think, for the next however many years. So
pretty average.
He'll be sticking around and hopefully, well, the next step for Liverpool is they've got to win the league. So we just missed out on it this year. So hopefully next year we can take that step, win that, and then try for the other ones. Yeah.
Cool.
It never stops. Hey, no. It's always just year, season to season. You just start again.
The Women's World Cup starts on Sunday night.
Yeah, yes. So when the league football starts, then stops and the tournament starts.
Yeah. They're playing over in France. Parlez-vous français?
Oui. That's no, that's all we got.
Parlez anglais.
Okay.
Croissant.
So we love the Matildas here. They're our team, obviously.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait for this tournament.
I'm very excited.
But they've actually lost their last couple of, like, they've had warm-up games, which they've been losing.
They got thrashed by the Netherlands on Saturday night.
So not great. Don't forget, they sacked their coach not that long ago, and now it's all been found out that really they shouldn't have done it. He did nothing wrong. Nothing was bad.
So devastating.
The players wanted him there. So I think that doesn't help. And you know, I think Football Australia could be in a bit of trouble. I think David Gallop may even lose his job over this. So that's all going to have an effect on them going in. But anyway.
Huge effect, huge.
Their pool consists of Brazil, Italy and Jamaica. Their first game is Italy on Sunday night. We were just discussing the time off here. I think around 9 o'clock.
8.30. I reckon tune in 8.30, kickoff at 9, SBS.
Yeah.
That's right. Well done, Gab.
So we've got Italy first. They're ranked 15th in the world.
Yeah.
But they are the up-and-comers. They've won all but one of their qualifying matches heading into this, unlike us. Then we play Brazil. I think we've played them three times and only beaten them once.
They're going to be tough.
Oh, really?
We should beat Italy, but Brazil will be tough.
Brazil's a tough one.
Yeah.
Because then we have Jamaica, who are ranked 53rd in the world.
They're the second lowest ranked, like, out of all the teams in the country.
Just imagine if we lost to them.
Yeah. But the thing is with them, they're really young. Like, they're all quite young girls, so I don't know, anything could really happen. They've got no one over 30. They're the only team that doesn't have a player over 30. So yeah, anything could happen, but I think we have to just get off to a good start beating Italy on Sunday. And I just wanted to mention this article that I was sent to me through the week. An under 18s team, the South Korean team, was stripped of the Panda Cup last Thursday after their celebrations infuriated China, who were the hosts of this competition, right? The Panda Cup. So what they did is they won. They beat China 3-0 in a game of soccer. And they had the trophy. And then afterwards, they were taking photos with the trophy on the field. And there's just one photo that a guy's got his boot off and he's got his shoe, like his foot, sorry, in the cup. And they've taken a photo of that. Oh. And that has got China just got so upset about it, they took the cup off them. They've been disqualified.
Oh my god!
Yeah, and there's been all these like,
what do we? Is there a cultural reference that we're missing?
I'm not sure.
Disrespectful, flat out.
Yeah, so they took it off them. These poor South Korean guys have been like apologizing profusely, you know, going on TV and apologizing, and China just won't budge.
And one player ruined
one
it.
One player, yeah.
Imagine that.
They reckon they're saying like other stuff happened that we're not going to show you photos of, but I don't think so. I think it's that one guy with a foot in the car.
How bad would you feel?
I know, terrible. State of Origin happened on Wednesday night. I guess that was pretty big, Gab.
Yeah. Thoughts? Watch the highlights.
Yeah, great.
I actually forgot about it. And then I watched the highlights and I was like, oh, damn, this actually would have been really fun to be at a pub and watch. Like, I just kind of forgot. And there was some really good, like, good moments, good entertaining moments.
Well, Origin is one of those games every year there is something happens. It's exciting. It's even people who don't watch rugby league will watch Origin, which is why it's always
I had some
like
friends
huge ratings
saying they were at the pub and they were all AFL supporters and just saying, oh, this is actually really entertaining. This is great.
I didn't know this sport existed until now. But I come from the sporting capital.
It's definitely a lot easier. I sometimes feel like it can be easier to watch than AFL.
Well, it definitely is.
They say that it's a better TV game than AFL. AFL's a better live game.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I kind of really appreciated that, watching the highlights.
It's a better highlight game. It's a better iPhone watching on your iPhone game. Yeah, so do you know the score?
18 to 14.
Beautiful. Yes. Well done. New South Wales lost. It was... Like, did you watch it? Did you?
It was a game of two halves, Joel.
I hate that cliche, but it's so true. It's so true. I mean, New South Wales were up 8-0 at halftime.
Yeah.
And then Queensland came out in the second half, a different team.
Yep.
Maybe they were Victoria.
They just had this passion. Like, New South Wales has stopped looking like they wanted to win in the second half.
Yeah.
And Queensland, just everything they did was just working. And New South Wales was like, oh, that's right. It's two halves of this game. Whoops, yeah. We better keep going. Yeah, and then they woke up at the end and it was too late.
But again, I seriously think it's rigged because it's three matches. So they've got to make it entertaining. Otherwise, people aren't going to watch.
Well, that's just the thing, right? Because New South Wales won last year and Queensland had this dominance for such a long time. And as soon as New South Wales beat Queensland, like, well, I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
And then the first game is in Queensland. So, well, if they win, you know.
Oh, come on. We've
won. It's in Perth. The next game's in Perth. So, neutral territory.
What will happen is, I bet you New South Wales will win.
If it doesn't mean just because there's three games, they're going to make it.
Didn't happen last year.
Game.
No, what happened last year?
New South Wales won the first two.
And wrapped it up straight away.
No. And then we lost the last game.
Yeah, yeah.
But that doesn't mean anything, though. The last game means nothing, right?
That's right. It's a dead rubber if you've already won the first two.
Yeah. So it's boring.
It's still good to watch.
The interesting thing is, you're right, in the third game of the series in Sydney, which is the biggest crowd they get, and if somehow Queensland win in Perth, no one's going to go to that third game. It is going to be dead.
Yeah, so the second game is really where it's all at. Like, that's the biggest game.
And New South Wales should step up and hopefully win that one. Like, just because they know that it's do or die. And
yeah.
They
When's the next one?
3 weeks.
I think June 23rd. I think it's on a Sunday.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's like 2.5 weeks. So, it's Sunday. They're doing this weird thing now where they play the second Origin on a Sunday. I do not agree.
No, not
because it's normally always Wednesday night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why have they done that? Rigged.
Ratings. Rigged. It's all about ratings. And also, it's in Perth, so they're 2 hours behind.
Oh, of course.
So
yeah.
I'll play it. I don't actually know what time the game's on, to be honest.
I don't know either. Doesn't matter. We'll find out in a couple of weeks. Anyway, you want to talk about it, or it doesn't matter because we lost?
Doesn't matter. We lost. Not too many talking points out of it, really, other than Cody Walker, who did nothing, which was disappointing. Yeah. He got picked. Big
raps on him. And as an NRL player, I think he's fantastic.
Yep.
He just doesn't have that next level, unfortunately.
Didn't seem...
Because you see other players who can just go straight into that arena, like Tedesco and Cook, and they're so good. And then some players just can't.
And it was unfortunate because we had Danny here last week talking about Indigenous players.
Yeah.
And unfortunately for New South Wales, Cody Walker and
Latrell Mitchell,
two big Indigenous stars, didn't play very well.
Yeah.
Which is really hope. But I hope they'll get... I don't know about Cody getting picked again. He might get another chance. We'll see.
He might, yeah. But I think Latrell will stay.
Yeah, you will.
Either way. In the AFL, the struggling Carlton Blues announced on Monday that they've sacked their coach, Brendan Bolton.
It's always interesting to see the first coach sacked in a season, isn't it?
He was the second, though.
Oh, shit.
Didn't someone else?
Gosh, it's pretty early to be second coaches. Jeez.
I think. Now I've confused myself. I think someone else sacked someone. Kangaroos, maybe? North Melbourne?
No,
yeah, I think that happened too. So it was said because of his poor win-loss ratio. So as a coach, he had won 16 of 77 games.
Whoa.
Oh, is that in your contract, do you reckon?
No.
I don't
must
think
be.
It would
be. You can't sack someone for that.
Well, he's not hitting maybe there's some sort of clause.
He's not hitting his KPIs.
No, he's not. Definitely not. He's, yes, quotas.
It must be in his contract. You can't just sack someone just like that if that's the only reason.
Yeah, I wonder what
take that to the work ombudsman.
I really don't know what coaching contracts look like. Hey, like how do they word it to say that we have entitled to sack you? I wonder if they pay out their salary like for the year. They probably do.
Yeah, they'd have to.
They'd have to.
They're still getting paid. So whatever.
Yeah,
but it was really the press conference was quite interesting because the president of Carlton sat there and just gave it to him.
Wow.
And he just sat there and was like, and he's so lovely, Brendan Bolton. He just sat there and he's like, okay. And then it was his turn to talk and he was just...
What do you mean he gave it to him?
Oh, just like, oh, they not gave it to him, but they basically blame the coach. They're not blaming the players. They just put everything on him. That was their thing, right? Even though Carlton have not been a great club for years. I'm talking a long time.
Bad.
He's been there 4 seasons and a long time before that. Yeah. Carlton have never really been that successful. Anyway, he just sat there and he took it, and then it was his turn to talk, and he was really polite, and he was like, guys, just... And he was smiling the whole time and almost going to cry. He's like, just just keep supporting this club, okay? Keep supporting these guys. They're doing their best. They're trying really hard. And it's like
oh, my man, heart.
Come on.
You know what? That's why he's not a good coach.
Yeah. Maybe that is. Maybe that's why. But I also, oh, yeah, maybe you're right. Because I feel like that would have won him, you know, points with other clubs if they were looking for a sure. coach. You know what I mean?
Yeah, coaches can't be too nice.
That's also true. But maybe we don't know what he's like behind the scenes. Mm. Anyway, we're going to have to move on to a game, I think.
Oh, my gosh.
I did want to talk a little bit of cricket, but
nah.
we might do that next week, I guess.
When we got more action, Australia won a game, but that's the only one.
Yeah. So, yeah. We'll come up. We'll talk about it later.
Okay.
So, game time. Sports Spelling Bee.
Ooh, spelling.
Oh, no. My heart rate's just increased. I'm getting sweaty. I hate spelling. I'm really bad at spelling.
This will be good then.
Yeah, it's great.
Can't wait.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm feeling a bit faint.
Okay. Do you want to take your scarf off? Is that going to make you feel better? It's okay. No, I don't want you to stress. Let me.
No, I'm fine. I'm fine.
Last week or the week before or something, there was a spelling bee in the Americas which ended in an 8-way tie.
Whoa.
And that's good enough reason for us, I think, to do a spelling bee.
You just yawned when you said whoa.
That's great, mate. Okay,
whatever you want to do. Okay, so the French Open is on, and if there are harder names to spell than tennis players, I know.
What, you're not getting us to spell names?
Yeah, you are.
Oh, Joel.
These aren't necessarily players who are playing now, just really hard ones to spell and say, as you will soon find out. Don't look at your phone, Kevin.
Sorry. Calling a friend.
Dollar friend.
Okay. Oh, okay. From France. Okay. We should do it in turns. Who wants to go first?
Michael.
Michael can go first.
M-I-C.
So I just want you to, you can just do the surname, okay?
Okay.
Because it'll take forever if we do all of it. So, Gail Monfils.
M-O-N.
Hang on, slow down. Okay.
Monteith?
Yes. Monfils.
Monfils. Oh.
I think Mon. Yeah, that's how you say it.
Okay.
Definitely not how it's spelled, though.
Oh, M-O-N-T-H.
Okay. M-O-N-F-I-L-S.
Monfils.
Yeah, that's how I would say it. I'm trying to give it the correct pronunciation. Gabby. Richard Gasquet.
Gasquet. Gascon.
It's French, yeah.
Gay.
G. I hope you.
Yep.
G.
G.
For Gabby.
A. Why? I was just thinking gay. Yes, got it.
It's as long as the mind there, Gab.
Well done. Yeah. Gasquet. Mick.
Wow. Okay.
Do you want to? Should we go a different country?
Yep.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Serbia.
Oh, yeah, I'm in it. All right.
Viktor Troitsky.
Oh. I don't know. That doesn't sound like a Serbian name. T-R-O-I-T-S-K.
T-R-O-I-C-K-I. Gabby from Japan. K. Nishikori. And K is his first name. So Nishikori.
Joel! This is absurd.
That's the whole point. It's meant to be hard. Do you want a different one?
I want a different one.
That sounds easy though, Nishikori.
Like, what if I go back like to... Back to French. This one I don't think is too hard.
Oh, God.
Marion Bartoli.
B-A-R.
Yep.
T-O-L. I.
Oh! Yeah!
You did it! Oh, my God. I'm sweating. I'm pretty sure Joel mouthed the whole thing.
Was I? If I was, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. Okay. And Mick, I'll give you an easy one.
Okay, good.
From Croatia.
Yes.
Marin Cilic.
Cilic?
Mm-hmm.
Cilic?
Yep.
C-E-L-I-L.
You thought if you got it out
quick.
C-I-L-I-C.
Go fast.
C-I-L-I-C.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. E-I-L, not
E-I-L. What's that word called when it's spelled the same way backwards? Is
Panadram. Panagram.
Panadram.
Palindrome.
Palindrome. You guys didn't know it. At least I had a good attempt.
Okay, let's do one more because we're out of time. Okay. And you guys can both buzz in.
All right.
What about, let's do Anna Ivanovic.
I-V-A-N-A.
Hey, slow down.
I-V-A-N-O.
Yeah, work together.
O-V-I.
V-I-I.
V-I-C. Yeah, we got there. Well done. That's it, guys. What a great game.
Who's in the game next week?
Obviously not me.
I'll do it.
Okay. So that brings us to the end of the show. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Shit, that was the worst one ever.
Can you believe? Brown cow.
Hello and welcome to the Sydney Gays Live Edition.
Just joking. It's a gay area on 2SCR 107.3.
A very different show that I will leave up to you to decide whether it's better or worse.
Yeah. It is purely up to listener opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Everything ever is subjective, probably.
Yeah, sure.
We're living in a time of post truth.
Listen,
so
anything's possible. Everything. I'm wearing four separate items of denim tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And one also, of them is his skin.
Yeah, Jenham skin.
Jenham.
Jenham.
Kin?
Kin. Denim skin? Kin. I'm Denim Kin. I'm Denim Kin.
This is It's a Gay Area on 2SCR 107.3. My name is Ruby Innes.
My name is Patrick Clancy, and I am also wearing earrings that are small plastic babies. Here is a ASMR experience of them. That's them clacking together. Thank you very much.
As a baby myself, I do love the sound of
other babies.
Plastic shaking. my favorite thing is quite complex. Imagine you're sitting there mm-hmm. in a diapy diap.
I'm right
and
there.
Someone is jingling keys.
Yes.
Right in front of your face. Funniest thing. So funny. It's hilarious, and I don't know why it's so funny.
I just love kinetic movement.
Yeah.
All movement is kinetic.
Like Xbox Kinect.
Xbox Kinect. I like being the lion and hitting the things. I prefer
to be the witch.
I have a confession.
And also the wardrobe.
I have a confession. I've never owned or played an Xbox Kinect.
I've owned an Xbox 360, but I've not owned
the Kinect.
The Kinect itself.
Yeah.
No.
It's not a choice I have made consciously. It was just a very expensive peripheral.
That's
and it
so
did not
true.
Enhance my life or make it gayer, so therefore I did not need it.
We really do be on that Wii, though.
We love that Wii. I bought another Wii to play old GameCube games. Real fun. I'm having a good show already.
Yeah,
this is a great
it's
show.
Great. We're having
How
a great
are you guys
time.
Going? I hope it's well.
Let's pause and give them time to respond. How are you today?
Oh,
really?
Oh, yeah, the weather is pretty bad, isn't it?
Yeah, it really do be like that. Thanks for answering.
Yeah, really good.
Really good.
If you want, you can have my number. We can go on a date.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can have Patrick's number and you can go on a date and I'll watch with like tiny little binoculars. All right.
Ruby has a newspaper that she has. It's from 2003, Wednesday, the 14th of January. It's specifically that day. She won't tell us why she chose that date, but she's cut two small holes out of the newspaper, just smaller than her eyes. And then whenever any of her friends go on a date, she goes to the place where they're having the date and she holds it up to her face so she can look
through. I can see through the holes.
Yeah, she can look through the two holes. She can't see much and she never does anything, but she can always see, so she knows what happens.
They're actually not in the spot of my eyes, but instead shaped around the tiny binoculars I have.
Yeah, and one's in the sports section and one's in the finance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so tonight we'll be joined by Los Angeles LGBT artist Matthew James.
Very exciting.
Very, very exciting.
Very kind of him to be up this early.
Yeah, it's I think it's about 3 a.m. where he is.
That's when
in
I
Los
went
Angeles.
To bed today.
And he's just released a new single called Right Now,
which deals with the serious topic of LGBTQ plus suicide.
Always a good thing to bring attention to.
It's really, really important. Mm-hmm. So we're going to play that track for you now. Bit of a trigger warning. It does deal with topics of suicide. Yeah. But yeah, this is Right Now by Matthew James. And what are we listening to?
It's Gay Area. It's Gay Area on to SER 107.3 featuring Patrick, co-starring Ruby.
Wow. That was good.
Yeah.
That was a good job.
Thank you. Keep listening.
Right now you think you're the only one who feels this way. Oh. politicians coming to see you with the hula. I got my stick and cushion spelling when I roll up. I said my take a drop of money and I roll up. Yo, hold up. Shake your ass every time you stroll up. But gotta let you eat the pussy if you stroll up. Now put your hands up in the hole up, run me the herpes. Cause I be the baddest pussy, latest pussy, smelling like a pussy. Everybody be on my knees, no, I got it beat. I don't ever tell him, but I'm smelling, but he's giving none. I'm finna come. Who are pissing me? Everybody, why you gotta say it? Honestly, it's my destiny. I've been saving you, I don't even know. I didn't see. Had your head in a bag, get relaxed, but I won't get a bag. See, my pussy just be burning like it's non-stop. So we ain't ever hated at the truck stop. Yeah, I keep my getting my grammar so I can do my job and make some damn guap. I tell a kid to cookie cause it's bad for him. And when that boy, he keeps the cookie, he got ocean for him. He know all I do is shoot because I'm bad for him. But I've had his name, but I don't know the name of it. You see, I let him keep the cookie cause it's bad for him. And when that boy, he keeps the cookie, he got ocean for him. He know when I pull it up, he's gonna be around the corner. I be like, ooh, he pay me, new phone. Come on. Come on. I be like, ooh, he pay me, new phone. I say steak and smells like some fish and chips, but he tries to manage like where I sweet. I hit niggas where they pay me faster. And when I leave his house, they all hit my bitch. I'm in that PP strike, just trying to land big money. Cause all I want is sweetest and big drugs for me. I'm only loyal to the niggas that don't bust wallets for me. The jig up, it's a stick up, run me the herpes. Cause I be the steak and fish and take. Need a body beat, everybody beat. Oh, my dick, yo, I got it. In reality, suck it deep. If you want money, I'm finna come. Who are pushing me? Everybody, why you got it? Honestly, if I get it, I'm just thinking. I don't even know. Honestly, have it in the back and relax, but I won't get it back. See, I'm just running the game like some freeze tag. Before you eat my ass, get a gas mask. So he come prepared with a hazmat. I probably whip my pimp in my handbag. I tell him he's a cookie cause it's bad for him. And when I boy, he keeps a cookie, he got ocean for him. He know all I do is shoot cause I'm bad to him. But I'm past baby, but I don't know the name of him. You see, I let him eat the cookie cause it's bad for him. And when that boy, he eats the cookie, he got ocean for him. He know when I put it up, he's gonna be around the corner. I feel like, oh, you can't eat, you can't move on. Come on. I be like, ooh, pay me new phone. Come on.
You're listening to the Tuesday, not the Tuesday Drive.
You're listening to Tuesday Drive with Ruby Innes. I'm Ruby Innes. This is the Tuesday Drive at Drive Time.
So many times. It's not that. It's a gay area.
Do you ever announce Tuesday Drive as it's a gay area?
I have almost done that before, and then I've been like, Anna Ooh.
And welcome our special guest, Anna Ooh.
Unfortunately, we've reached a bit of...
Technical
difficulties with getting in touch with our talent for tonight, Matthew
Very
James.
Sad.
But we are going to try and get an interview next week, possibly a pre-record. It'll all be better next week.
Me and Ruby will both make a point of it to look a bit nicer. We already look very good, but just a bit nicer.
I look great.
You look great.
Yeah, there's no improvement.
I look not so great. I look like a gay cowboy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aren't you?
Yee, but also whore.
Oh, yeah, that makes
I'm not a,
lot a
thought.
Sense.
I'm a yee whore.
Ah.
Yeah. No.
So we are just changing up the game completely tonight.
And we're going to play Yahtzee.
Yeah, we're going to play Yahtzee live on air. It's going to be really fun. Everyone's going to enjoy it. We're going to play some more music for you.
I also do have a quick question before we get into any more music.
Yeah.
We did talk about... Oh, no, my babies. My babies. I hit my babies.
Well, you're hanging them...
I did hang them off
in
the
a
mic.
Very silly place.
Anyway,
what
cute,
was
though.
Your question?
So I downloaded Cluedo on my phone. It cost $6, and that unlocks one board and no extra characters. To unlock all of them, it's $60. It's a ripoff, and I hate it. But it did get me thinking, do you think any of the characters from Cluedo, a very fun game about murder, are gay?
All of them.
I don't think they're all gay. I think Colonel Mustard is definitely gay. He's an older military gay. Miss Scarlet, I think she's pan. Miss Scarlet doesn't mind.
In my head canon, everyone.
You have a head for a canon? That's so wild.
That's my head canon. That's so crazy of me. Ha ha hee hee ha. We're going to play another song.
We are. What's it called?
It is called Simulated Love by Joey LaBeija.
From the what? House of LaBeija.
From the House of LaBeija.
And also, just a fun fact, if you do have Netflix, this is not a fun fact, it's me telling you what to do. If you have Netflix, you should definitely...
Sorry.
If you have Netflix, you should definitely go and watch, especially during this Pride Month, go and watch the documentary Paris is Burning. It's a wonderful, wonderful look into the ball scene in the 80s, late 80s, early 90s in New York, even maybe late 70s, I think. But it's a fantastic and iconic documentary, and you should definitely watch it.
Yeah.
So Joey LaBeija is not in that documentary. He's too young. But we're going to play his song.
We're going to play his song. This is Simulated Love by Joey LaBeija. And what do we listen to?
It's Gay Area, 2SER 107.3, Ruby and Patrick.
What do you wanna play with my emotions? What do you wanna play, wanna play, wanna play? What do you wanna play, wanna play, wanna play? What do you wanna play, wanna play, wanna play with my emotions? What do you wanna play, wanna play, wanna play? What do you wanna play, wanna play, wanna play? What do you wanna play, wanna play, wanna play with my emotions? What do you wanna play with my emotions? Simulate your love just going through the motions.
Sick and dope beats.
Sick and dope beats.
That was I forgot the name of the song. I'm so sorry.
It's so Simulated Love. That was Simulated Love
by Joey LaBeija.
Joey LaBeija.
Very good song.
Hey, Joey. Joey LaBeija.
No.
Sorry, that is not good.
Your father.
Oh, your mother. Your poor mother. No, it's good. You're listening to It's a Gay or on 2SCR 107.3.
I want to make it more gay. What can we do to make this more gay? I feel like this area is not gay enough. It is quite gay, but it's not gay enough.
Well, it is a gay area. I feel like it's pretty gay in itself.
Yeah.
So I feel like making it, I feel like it'd probably be physically impossible to make it any more gay than it already is.
I could shoot glitter out of my butthole. That's not inherently gay,
though.
Is
that gay or is that just...
anyone could do that.
Yeah, I think a straight person could probably do that if they tried hard enough.
I wish they don't. I wish they wouldn't. I hope they don't. I actually hope no one shoots glitter out of their butthole.
In the words of Taylor Swift, I wish you would.
But also, if you are going to do that, make sure it's biodegradable glitter, please.
Yeah. Well, okay, wait, hold up.
I'm holding up.
Hold up. If it's biodegradable glitter...
Yes.
And it's inside of you.
Uh-huh.
Will it degrade?
I don't know. I'm not smart enough to answer that question.
Can we get an expert in here?
You're looking over at the hardcore classic boys. Boys, do you know, will glitter degrade inside of you? Please tell us.
We don't have an answer. That's so sad.
I'm so sorry. I'm not.
But it's a gay area on 2SCR 107.3.
Featuring Patrick's Brood.
Brood of Babies.
My
of
Brood
course.
Of Babies, which are hanging from the microphone.
Yeah.
They are very beautiful. I have named each one of them.
It's really beautiful. And you know what Thank else you. Is beautiful?
You, Ruby.
Yeah, you could say that.
I was trying to give you a compliment and it was not
received. I was just like, yeah, I guess.
Fine, I guess I'm
But
beautiful.
You know what's beautiful?
What?
Pride.
Pride is beautiful.
And guess what? It's Pride Month.
It is?
Yeah.
Wow, so, I'm so proud.
What is it? June. And June is Pride Month.
You know it's not Pride Month. Tuna.
Because that's a fish.
It's the statement that I said was correct.
It is technically correct, but it is Pride Month this month.
It is Pride Month.
Is it only localized in America?
I think it's most popular in America, but New York is hosting World Pride, so I think it is an international thing.
Yeah,
I feel like we should know more about this.
Yeah, God, we should. But it is Pride Month.
It is Pride Month, and like, fuck it, every month can be Pride Month.
Every month is Pride Month if you truly
believe. Be proud
of
yourself every month.
But, yeah, that's so true. I mean, like, Pride Month is important because, you know, LGBTQ+ people should be proud of who they are.
Mm-hmm. They absolutely should. And if you're, that goes for whether you're out, not out, gay, lesbian, bi, trans, and queer in general, anything.
Anything.
Be proud of yourself.
And
but not if you like football.
If you like football, that's okay. Be prideful, sure, whatever. But it's not your month.
Ow! I hit myself on the mic.
But this goes out to you, the listener. If you are LGBTQ+, if you're not sorry, it doesn't go out to you, but you can still take it in and accept it. It goes to you
as long as you're respectful.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh yeah. You... Fun fact: if you are straight or an ally, whatever, this month. Be respectful of queer people.
Yeah.
Also, every month, be respectful of queer people.
Forever.
I will not be your gay best friend. But that's not because I'm gay. It's because I don't like you.
Yeah. He will only be your gay acquaintance.
No. I refuse to speak to you.
Gay co-worker.
I am everyone's gay co-worker.
Oh, move, I'm gay. You know,
at my business job where I do business.
But this one goes out to you, the listener, who is an LGBTQ+ person. You matter and you should be proud of yourself for how far you've come. Even if you're just a little wee one, you should still be proud of who you are, how far you've come.
There's no small actors. You are all 5'10" and above.
If you
listen to this show, you are 6 foot tall.
Yeah. Fun fact, listening to It's a Gay Area
makes you
immediately
taller.
Pushes you to 6'4".
It
and
really
I think
does.
That's really beautiful.
But we're going to play this song for you, and we're also going to do one more thing for you. Me and Ruby are each going to give you a small kiss on the cheek.
Say MSMR.
MSS.
Amex MR.
Has a small surcharge.
Yeah, 2.65%. Yep. We've actually we've come close to the end of the show with all of this lollygagging. But
I keep trying to eat this lolly, but I just keep gagging.
I just keep gagging. What are you gagging for? Bring it to your Fritz Susan.
No, it's because I'm shoving a lollipop down my throat.
So this has been It's a Gay Area. Thank you so much for joining us. Big thank you to our producers. Mike
Rhiannon
and Rhiannon.
Mike.
Oh, for helping us out. And big thanks to Matthew James for taking the time out to do the interview, but unfortunately we couldn't get a hold of him.
Big thanks to Ruby for being my wonderful, beautiful co-host.
And big thanks to Patrick for doing what
he does. Forget my name?
Patrick.
Patrick.
I'm doing a remix on my own voice. Yeah, this has been It's a Gay Area. We are going to play a song for you now. And
is it called Daddy Like?
Daddy Like. It is called Daddy.
I don't want
Sorry.
You to say that again.
You don't
want to,
you know what? I don't really want me to say that again either because it did not make me feel good, but I'm sure it makes Dorian Electra.
Papa enjoys?
Papaya.
Papa enjoys? Papa, do you enjoy? Play the song. You need to play the song.
Father Like. But yeah, this one is new single from Dorian Electra. Fantastic artist. And this one is called Daddy Like by Dorian Electra. You've been listening to It's a Gay Area on 2SCR 107.3. What's your name?
My name is, first of all, your name is Ruby, the star of the show. I'm co-executive producer Patrick Clancy, and thank you for listening.
And I'm executive producer Speedweed.
I love Speedweed.
This has been It's a Gay Area on 2SCR 107.3. We love you.
Stay tuned for Hardcore Classic.
Stay tuned
and we
for
love
Hardcore
you, and
Classic.
They love you.
Bye.